Save big on all your back-to-school needs, all in the Kroger app. Get three-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 a pound with your card. Then get Oreo cookies, Chips Ahoy, or Kool-Aid jammers for $1.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Dynamite. My name is Peter Klein. Thank you very much for tuning in today. As you're watching this, I'm in Mexico. So, as we've been doing throughout the week, looking at the top players in franchise history today, looking at the Toronto Raptors. Now, with the Flames, that goes back to the 80s, the Blue Jays, a little bit into the 70s, although that's not necessarily an area where I dabbled. With the Raptors, we're starting from 96. So, not as long of a time. And look, there were some not great runs in there for this Toronto team. So this one was a bit more fun, I'll be honest, to put together. I think the Blue Jays one might have been my favorite. You'd get to talk about a bunch of championship teams. This Raptors one, it made for a few interesting decisions. So without any further ado, let's get right into it. At number 10, I'm going with Tracy McGrady. Now, a lot of his great accomplishments didn't come with the Toronto Raptors, and how he left doesn't feel awesome. But it's funny how much of that you forgive once, you know, that whole thing happened. He was still an electric player with the Raptors and still an amazing scorer and still did a lot of really, really fun things with this Raptors team. It is unfortunate that his peak didn't come in Toronto and didn't coincide with everything going on with Vince. I think that would have been a whole lot of fun. Unfortunately, that was not the case, but when he was with the Raptors, I think he was very, very good with Toronto. In at number 9, Antonio Davis. He and Charles Oakley brought a bit of a no-nonsense attitude to this Raptors team. Coming over from some of those hard battles that they had against each other in New York and Indiana, Antonio Davis was a real rock down in the block where you really needed it, right? Like, he wasn't a Shaq neutralizer, but you were facing guys like that at that time. And so he was someone who really set a tone, like, look, we got guys who are flying around and doing, to steal a wrestling term, spinny shit, we're not to be messed with, man. You want to come into our area, we will fuck you up. And he was so good in that role and was such a big part of those Raptors teams that made a couple of trips to the postseason. At number 8, it wasn't a long time, but it was a great time. It was Fred VanVleet. This one is almost based entirely on what he did in that postseason run, post-baby, where he was unstoppable in that. Like, that is the type of championship success that gets you remembered forever. And the story is amazing too, right? Like, he is undrafted free agent, bets on himself, turns that into a thing, and ends up being a pivotal part of a championship winning team. And like, they don't, like, look, they scratched and clawed their way to that championship. I know a lot of people like to discredit it because of Kevin Durant, whatever, but they had to give everything they had. If Fred VanVleet is only 99% of that Fred VanVleet, I don't think the Raptors are winning that championship. But he was such a game changer when he came in, electric from the three-point line, and just became just this dominant guy, getting right in Kevin Durant's face in the NBA Finals before KD ended up exiting in the way that he did. But he was such a game changer with that Raptors team that in that championship year, that I think you have to put him on this list. And then he was very good for the team after. Like, he's off in Houston now doing his thing. But he was a real great tandem for a team that battled to defend the championship in 2020 and all the weird stuff with the bubble. Then after Kyle Lowry leaves, the team is kind of in his hands, and he does pretty well with it as well. So I think Fred VanVleet, this one might be the most controversial, I guess, but Fred VanVleet deserves to be on here. In at number 7, it's the guy whose jersey is behind me, Morris Peterson. He is slipping into underappreciated territory in Raptor history. He was a great secondary scorer for Toronto. And then when Vince goes down with the issues that he has that one season, he leads the Raptors into the postseason. And again, the story of this entire franchise has been they have had to fight for everything, for every bit of respect, for every opportunity, for every championship that they have had. This team has had to scratch and claw. Very rarely has it come easy for the Toronto Raptors in their franchise history, and no one embodies that more than Morris Peterson. He crosses through a couple of eras. He was always just kind of the second or third best player on the team, but he was that for so long that he became such an important part of this group. He could score from distance. He could get to the rim. Defensively, he was fine as well. He has one of the wilder buckets in team history against Washington, where they throw the ball up in the air and he jumps up, catches it, and puts it in. He was a blast to watch, and he was one of those culture setters for the Raptors. In at number six, this might be a little bit low for him, but I have Chris Bosh. It feels like his time is a little bit forgotten in Raptor history as well, because there wasn't a ton of success in that. And then it didn't end great, right? Like, he was, a lot of people questioned the validity of the injury that he had, and then he's gone to Miami. But that time, especially like the post-Vince time where it was his team, he really was dominant. He really was, like, legitimately an all-star. And then there were some times where, like, teams would push, right? Because he was a kind of a skinnier dude. And Kevin Garnett loved getting in his face. But as he started to bulk up and as the years went on, that happened less and less. And he became a true leader with this franchise. And it, like, I'm happy that he went off and got the championships and stuff like that. I'll always remember him as a Raptor. But he was a legitimate star for the Raptors. And I honestly think his time in Miami actually does his legacy a bit of a disservice, because he's just kind of remembered as not even the Robin to LeBron, for some. Like, he is still mentioned as the Heat big three. It's LeBron, Wade, and Bosh. Which, like, I would love to be the third to LeBron and Wade, but I feel like because he kind of is remembered in that way, he doesn't necessarily get the respect that he deserves for when he was the dude in Toronto, leading this team to postseason appearances and trying to get that respect for Toronto before he ends up disrespecting them. Coming in at number five, it's Kawhi Leonard for me. I understand it was a year, but it was a really good year. Like, that is the best Raptor season anyone has ever had. Obviously, leading to a championship. An absolute difference maker, a game changer for the organization. The whole LeBronto thing. And then he goes on and, like, they're down 2-0 against Milwaukee. I'll guard Giannis. They, like, need a shot at the end against Philadelphia. I got it. He was playing on one leg in the Western Conference Finals and into the NBA Finals. And still on one leg in overtime, in double overtime, he's out there hobbling along and leading this team. He changed the entire perception of this team instantly. He immediately made them a legitimate championship contender and then legitimately a championship team, winning that title in 2019. He is elite from the mid-range. He is a weapon from three as well. He is physically strong enough and long enough that he can just get to the rim whenever he wants to. And defensively, you can put him on almost anyone. And when he is healthy, he is one of the better lockdown defenders in the NBA. And so for one season to have that guy and he had that impact, we will have that season forever as Raptor fans. So I couldn't not have him on this list. And I think five is the right spot for him. Coming in at number four, it's Pascal Siakam. Again, they don't win a championship without him. And then he turns himself into legitimately an all-star in Toronto Raptor history. I don't think you can say enough about what this guy turned into and elevating his game when Kawhi Leonard got there. And just like you talk about the tone that Kawhi set, I feel like nowhere was it felt more than with Pascal Siakam and his development. Again, from kind of like a little longer, scrawny guy, G League, all the way up into NBA champion. It's an amazing story. It is a story of what the Raptors are all about. And then, like, game one of the NBA Finals is the Siakam game. And so I'm happy that they were able to give him a nice little send-off when they trade him to Indiana this season. I just, like, his development and what he turned into and what he meant to that championship team should never, ever, ever be forgotten. So that's why I had to put him in the above Kawhi tier. At three, it's DeMar DeRozan, the star who stayed until we forced him out. He was, like, I remember reading in Slam Magazine where he was Air Canada, but it was Air, like, Heir to the Throne, like H-E-I-R, I think. He was that, like, the kid from Compton who embraced Toronto. And the thing that you love about DeMar DeRozan, and the theme of this show and the theme of this list, is guys who had to scrap and claw and scratch to get everything that they had. DeMar DeRozan got better every year he was a Toronto Raptor. Like, he kind of starts out, and the jump shot's a little bit ugly, and defensively he's getting pushed around, but he can get to the rim. And so then the next year, he starts to improve the mid-range shot a little bit, and now he's one of the better half-court scorers in the NBA. The three-point shooting never really got going, but it got better as he went on. And then they make the Rudy Gay trade, because there was a bit of a logjam, right? Like, he and Rudy Gay were kind of the same player, and Rudy Gay gets out of the way, and all of a sudden, DeMar flourishes and just turns into a star. And then he turned into a star who embraced Toronto and loved it here. And I say here, I'm in Calgary, but you know what I mean. He loved it with the Raptors. And he was the guy who was advocating that, look, this is an amazing city. This is an amazing franchise to play for. More people should be paying attention to us. He and Kyle Lowry had a connection that will never be forgotten. It's the greatest duo in Raptors history. And DeMar DeRozan, it is unfortunate he couldn't have been a part of those that championship team. But he was a part of some very special moments with the Toronto Raptors. In at number two, it's Vince, right? Like, the way he left is so shitty. But again, the guy in the picture and the hat over there, if you guys are just listening in podcast form, it's a Kawhi Leonard painting and a Raptors championship hat. It really makes you forget a lot, in my opinion. He was the one who put the Raptors on the map. Quite frankly, if Vince Carter wasn't Vince Carter, then the Toronto Raptors might be the Memphis Raptors or the Las Vegas Raptors by now. He brought a spark to that franchise that legitimized it instantly, starting really with the slam dunk contest. Then he dunks over the French dude, and then the Raptors are all wearing headbands and they're beating the Knicks in the playoffs, and they're taking the 76ers to game 7. He took this Raptors franchise so quickly to heights that it hadn't even come close to before him. And yeah, it was shitty the way he left, but the reason it stung so bad was because he was so important to that team and the launch of the Raptors, and everything that was to follow was because of that dude. So the Raptors are only around, in my opinion, because of Vince Carter. Now, they only had some down years because of Vince Carter, but that they are only around today to see the success that they have had because that guy was so amazing when he was half man, half amazing. When he burst onto the scene, the best in-game dunker in the history of the NBA, and someone who's was like just legitimately a great basketball player, right? Like, obviously, he's got the highlights where he gets to the rim, but he could shoot defensively, was what it was. But he was just such a great player, and it was so interesting to see how his career evolved, where he was legitimately like that. I think he kind of embraced a bit of a heel role when he went to the New Jersey Nets. But as the career went on and he was able to kind of mold his game to fit his declining athletic ability, fit NBA times, it was really inspiring to watch what he was able to do and how he was able to grow as a competitor. And at number one, he's the GOAT. It's Kyle Lowry. He came to the Raptors in what was kind of his last chance to really break through as a starting point guard in the NBA. Things just hadn't really worked out in his previous spots, but the Raptors brought him in, gave him a chance, and he rewarded them in such a big time way. He made so many guys better, and people shit on the flopping and the foul charges all the time, but that's a tone setter for this team. He was a culture setter for the Raptors, and like, he was the guy with this Raptors team through so many iterations. DeMar got a lot of the highlights, but Kyle Lowry was right by his side guiding everything. And then for him to be able to be a part of that championship run, it makes me emotional just thinking about it. Like, obviously, you a lot of signs point to Kawhi, and you remember Fred VanVleet's like, out on the floor. But I will never forget seeing Kyle Lowry's expressions after the team that he had been a part of through so many ups and downs, a lot of downs, to finally break through. No one embodies what it means to be a Toronto Raptor more than Kyle Lowry. So he is absolutely number one on this list. So my starting five, I have Kyle Lowry at the one. We have DeMar DeRozan at the two, which makes us a little bit undersized because we're going with Vince at the three, Siakam at the four, and CB4 at the five. So bit of an undersized unit, I will admit. But still, those are the guys who should be on the all-time team for the Raptors. We're just waiting for Lowry to retire. Then that 7's going to the Raptors. 10's going to the Raptors. 15 is going to the Raptors. That is it. In terms of, I haven't done this on the other ones yet. In terms of best coaches of all time, like Nick Nurse wins the championship, but this team's development into the team that made it to the conference finals before that and all of that, and the team that Nick Nurse kind of put the finishing touches on, it's all because of Dwayne Casey. So I think Dwayne Casey is the best coach that the Raptors ever had. All right, that's going to do it for the show. Thank you guys so much. If you have any disagreements and you're watching on YouTube, leave them in the comments below. Like this video, subscribe to the channel. Coming up on the show tomorrow, it is going to be the greatest Saskatchewan Rough Riders in team history. And then on Friday, it's going to be the greatest Oakland, Los Angeles, Las Vegas Raiders of all time. So one more time, hit that like button, subscribe. If you're listening in podcast form, subscribe, leave a review. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Follow me on social media at Primetime Klein, and I'll talk to all of you later.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.